चीनी मंडी डॉट कॉम पॉडकास्ट।
2019 वर्स्ट ईयर फॉर ग्लोबल एयर फ्रेट डिमांड सिंस 2009 सेज IATA। The International Air Transport Association released full year 2019 data for global air freight markets on Wednesday, showing that demand measured in freight ton kilometers fell by 3.3% compared to 2018, while capacity rose by 2.1%. This was the first year of declining freight volumes since 2012, and the weakest performance since the global financial crisis in 2009, when air freight's markets contracted by 9.7%. In the month of December, cargo volumes contracted 2.7% year-on-year, while capacity rose 2.8%. Air cargo's performance in 2019 was dampened by weak growth in the global trade of just 0.9%. The sector's underperformance was also due in particular to slowing GDP growth in manufacturing-intensive economies. Softer business and consumer confidence, along with falling export orders, also contributed to air freight struggles. There are signs that confidence and orders could pick up in 2020, but it is too early to say what long-term effect will be seen from the impact of restrictions associated with combating the coronavirus outbreak. Trade tensions are the root of the worst year for air cargo since the end of global financial crisis in 2009. While these are easing, there is little relief in that good news, as we are in unknown territory with respect to the eventual impact of the coronavirus on the global economy, said IATA's Director General and CEO Alexander Dejunac. With all the restrictions being put in place, it will certainly be a drag on economic growth. And for sure, 2020 will be another challenging year for the air cargo business, he said in a statement. All markets except Africa suffered volume declines in 2019. Asia-Pacific retained the largest share of FTKs at 34.6%. The share of freight traffic increased modestly for both North America and Europe to 24.2% and 23.7% respectively. Middle East carriers' traffic share held steady at 13%. Africa and Latin America saw their shares lift marginally to 1.8% and 2.8%. Asia-Pacific carriers in December posted a decrease in demand of 3.5% compared to the same period last year. Capacity increased by 2.8%. The full year 2019 saw volumes decline 5.7%, the largest decrease of any region, while capacity increased by 1.1%. As the world's main manufacturing region, international trade tensions and the global growth slowdown weighed heavily on regional air freight volumes in 2019. Within Asian, FTKs were particularly affected.